in choosing Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan and his running mate Mitt Romney is putting the fate of much of the American healthcare system at the top of this year's political agenda. Democrats and Republicans agree that federal spending on healthcare is growing unsustainably. The two sides have very different ideas for bolstering the vast entitlements, and whichever policy prevails will uniquely affect the New York metropolitan area, where healthcare is a dominant industry and an expensive proposition for consumers and taxpayers. WNYC's Fred Mogul joins us now to look at the potential local impact of the two presidential candidates' plans on healthcare in this region. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Sirius.
So let's talk about Medicare first. That's the federal medical coverage for the elderly. What do Romney and Ryan want to do with that program?
Well, Romney's and Ryan's plans aren't identical, but they're more similar than different. At the heart of their plan for Medicare is increased privatization. They'd mainly use private insurance companies to administer Medicare. People would get subsidies to pay for this. Democrats call them vouchers. Republicans say that's not fair. This is premium support. You know, I mention these semantics because you'll hear both terms tossed around and each side kind of pointing fingers. Either way, it's a direct subsidy. And by the way, people could stay in Medicare if they wanted to and not join one of the private plans. That was a more recent compromise. Some critics say, well, Medicare won't really survive. The traditional program won't survive if you have all these other private companies in there picking off all the healthier elderly people.
Now, hasn't there also been criticism that the elderly would have to pay a lot more out of pocket because the government wouldn't be kicking in enough to keep pace with inflation?
Right. So there have been a few studies suggesting this. Again, as always, they're disputed. The Congressional Budget Office estimated seniors could shoulder as much as 60 or 70% of their medical costs under one version of Ryan's privatized Medicare system. That's a big jump. They already shoulder quite a bit with out-of-pocket expenses. Ryan and the Republicans say, well, they want more people to have more skin in the game. And they say, well, this will be a new free market system. The competing insurance companies will have a big incentive to keep costs down, make it affordable for their prospective customers.
Do we know how this cost sharing might play out locally in the New Jersey, New York area?
You know, I haven't found any studies that look at how much seniors will have to shoulder on a kind of state or regional basis. They're more sort of national studies. But there are longstanding complaints that Medicare in this area doesn't quite pay enough. There's a geographic formula. People complain it's not adequate. So it's not too much of a stretch to wonder whether the subsidies from Washington, you know, would be adequate to purchase the relatively high-cost medicine that's common in our region, despite whatever the adjustments are coming out of Washington.
And how soon would this plan go into effect?
You know, under Ryan's plan, the current seniors in Medicare and those ages 55 and older get a pass, so it really would take a while to kick in. It'd only be people who turn 65 a decade from now, in 2022, who would have to do the new system. So, you know, much of the baby boom, in effect, gets a pass.
Now, what about the impact of the Ryan Romney plan on local medical providers, and how would it be different under President Obama and the Affordable Care Act?
You know, both Republicans and Democrats claim they can limit the growth of Medicare spending without hurting the people on Medicare. Obama and the Democrats and the Affordable Care Act, they're pretty explicit. They want to pay providers, hospitals and doctors, less over time. They're focused on unnecessary and redundant treatments and tests. They say those things are strongly associated with worse health outcomes and runaway spending, obviously. Now, hospitals and doctors don't like the idea of eliminating tests and treatments. That's how they earn a lot of their money. But they've been brought on board with Obama by saying, you know, we'll offset those cuts by you'll have more newly insured people. You'll have fewer uninsured people. You'll have to dole out less charity care. The pharmaceutical companies, by the way, not exactly providers per se, but they've been brought on board when Obama abandoned his 2008 campaign pledge to negotiate harder with them on drug prices. Meanwhile, the Ryan Romney plan, it doesn't really, surprisingly, some might say, focus on the specific spending cuts in healthcare. They don't talk about paying hospitals or doctors or pharmaceuticals much really one way or the other, less or more. They leave that to these private insurance companies they're bringing into the game. They say they're going to have to wring out savings, and they believe the private insurance companies will get those savings. Yeah, either way, Democrats or Republicans, people do talk about doctors potentially dropping out of the Medicare system. Hospitals and others don't really have that luxury. But basically, all these new insurance companies, to be profitable, they're going to need to find a way to keep health care costs down because they're going to be getting less money from the government.
All right, so we've been talking about Medicare, the program for the elderly. Let's now talk briefly about Medicaid, the very different program for people with low incomes. Tell us about the difference between the two presidential candidates' plans and what they might mean for our area.
Well, unlike Medicare, Medicaid is a joint federal-state program. It's about a 50-50 match with money coming in from Washington and money coming in from the state capitals. It varies a little bit from state to state. So that you can localize in a way already, more so than you can with the Medicare projections and plans under Ryan. Now, Medicaid, Paul Ryan and others in his party want to turn into a series of block grants. Basically, they'll have a fixed and limited amount of money coming from Washington to each state based on its population. They're very clear that that amount will shrink over time. And they'll sort of give it to states and say, you know, do with it what you want. Don't bother us with it. So that's the serious that's the issue with block grants. There's a study that says that would be about 12% less for New York and New Jersey under that system than under currently, which is a pretty big hit. On the other hand, it's a lot less than the national average cut. That'd be about 21%. Now, there's also the big issue of Medicaid expansion. You've probably heard about after the Supreme Court ruling. The Supreme Court said that the federal government can't force states to expand Medicaid, which is what would happen under the Affordable Care Act. Now, New York, it's not that big an issue because we're frankly close to as expanded as it could be anyway. We have very generous eligibility. New Jersey next door, there's a little bit more room to expand that. Chris Christie is sort of playing it both ways. He said under his predecessors, it's been expanded as much as it can be, but it'll be kind of in his hands to see whether Medicaid would expand. Now that whole scheme goes away if Ryan and Romney win, ostensibly, or at least they say, you know, repealing Obamacare is a top priority. That's front and center in the party platform. But whether they could do that politically in Washington, unless they win an awful lot of seats in the Senate, is very much up for grabs.
All right, a lot to compare and contrast there on health care. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thanks, Sotirios.
WNYC's Fred Mogul talking about some of the implications of Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan's health care proposals for the metropolitan area. You can find more information on it at WNYC.org.